弟兄姊妹们早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
好欢喜来到大家当中一起一同敬拜一同交通。
I'm joyful to be in the midst of brothers and sisters so that we may worship together and have fellowship amongst one another.
我们一同来到翻开约翰福音第二十章。
Let us turn open to the gospel according to John chapter 20.
约翰福音第二十章。
The Gospel according to John chapter 20.
我们第一节看到二十二节。
We'll be reading from verse 1 to 22.
七日第一日清早天还黑的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了。
The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, and it was yet dark unto the tomb.And seeth the stone taken away from the tomb.
就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说：有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。
Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we know not where they have laid him.
彼得和那门徒就出来往坟墓那里去。
Peter therefore went forth and the other disciple and came to the tomb.
两个人同跑，那门徒比彼得跑得更快，先到了坟墓。
So they ran both together and the other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the tomb.
低头往里看，看见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。
And he stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in.
西门彼得随后也到了，进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布还放在那里。
Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the tomb, and seeth the linen clothes lie.
又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是另在一处卷着。
And the napkin, which...That was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself.
先到坟墓的那门徒也进去，看见就信了。
Then went in also that other disciple which came first to the tomb, and he saw and believed.
因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活。
For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead.
于是两个门徒回自己的住处去了。
Then the disciples went away again unto their own home.
玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭哭的时候，低头往坟墓里看。
But Mary stood without at the tomb, weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb.
就见两个天使穿着白衣在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。
And see if two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain.
天使对他说：妇人，你为什么哭？他说：因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。
And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou?She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him.
说了这话，就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。
And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus.
耶稣问他说，妇人为什么哭？你找谁呢？玛利亚以为是看园的，就对他说，先生，若是你把他挪了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。
Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away.
耶稣说：玛利亚，玛利亚就转过来，用希伯来话对他说：拉波尼，拉波尼，就是夫子的意思。
Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master.
耶稣说：不要摸我，因我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说：我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，是我的神，也是你们的神。
Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascended unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God.
抹大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说，我已经看见了主，他又将主对他说的这话告诉他们。
Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her.
那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：愿你们平安。
Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you.
小姐话就把手和肋旁指给他们看，门徒看见主就喜乐了。
And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord.
耶稣又对他们说：愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so sent I you.
说了这话，就向他们吹了一口气，说：你们受圣灵。
And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Spirit.
我们再看31节。
Let's also read verse 31.
但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name.
我们再看腓立比书第三章。
Let's also read Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章，我们看第十节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 10.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
That I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings.Being made conformable unto his death.
最后是以弗所书第一章十九二十节。
Lastly, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us ward, who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places.
我们圣经暂时就读这么多。
That will be all the scriptures we'll read for now.
弟兄姐妹，如果记得我过去有几次来这里跟大家都是分享到约翰福音里面的信息。
The brothers and sisters still recall the several times that I've been here in the past, I have shared with brothers and sisters concerning the message in the gospel according to John.
我们记得在约翰福音第一章第四节那里告诉我们，他说生命在他里面，这生命就是人的光。
I've mentioned with brothers and sisters in John chapter 1 verse 4 and that the life is in him and this life is the light of men.
当我们去到约翰福音中间的时候，
And when we reach into the middle chapters of the gospel according to God,
在第十章第十节佢就话俾我哋听。
In chapter 10, verse 10, there it tells us,
主耶稣话：我来了系叫人得生命，而且得更丰盛。
That I have come that man may receive life and life abundant.
而今日我哋去到约翰福音最后尾。
Now we have come to the end of John,
第二十章最后尾三十一节嗰度话。不但记这些事是叫你们信耶稣是基督是神的儿子并且叫你们信了他就可以因他的名得生命。
I have written these things to you that you might receive life, believing that the life of the Son of God and that you might have life by believing in him through his name.
我们都知道我们来到主的面前主是叫我们得生命。
We know that when we come before the Lord, it is for us to receive life.
而且得更丰盛。
And life abundant.
我记得我来到和弟兄姐妹交通过， 我哋得生命最大嘅难阻系乜嘢
？I remember when I come to share with brothers and sisters, I've shared that what is the greatest obstacle for us to receive.
或者话我哋点样得更丰盛嘅生命嘅难阻系乜嘢
？Or in other words, what is the hurdle for us to receive life abundant？
我就同大家交通到用门徒洗脚。是讲到我们要放低我们的自己。
I share the illustration with brothers and sisters concerning the disciples washing one another's feet, which is to lay down ourselves.
我们知道我们这个己这个天然的生命这个亚当的生命是最难阻我们得更丰盛生命的那样东西。
We realize that this life of the self, of this old life, this Adamic life is the greatest obstacle for us to receive this life abundant.
我上一次跟大家讲交通到我们得生命得丰盛生命那条路是在哪里。
Last time I shared with brothers and sisters, where is the path for us to receive life and life abundant?
主耶稣说我就是道路真理和生命。
The Lord Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth,and the life.
我就是那条路。
I am that way.
如果你真是愿意跟从我，
If you truly follow after me,
你跟从主这条道路，
and you follow the way of the Lord,
你甘心走一条窄路，
and you're willing to go the narrow way,
你愿意放低你的自己，
willing to lay down yourself,
你愿意放低世界，
to lay down the world.
那你走到这条路，走到一条路，窄到一个地步，就是主。
And you are going along this straight way, and it is so narrow that it's only you and the Lord.
当你甘心跟随主，你唔愿喺主以外有任何嘅拣选嘅。
When you're willing to follow after the Lord, that outside of the Lord, you're not willing to choose any other.
当你甘心拣选主走呢条窄路嘅时候
，When you're willing to choose to follow the Lord in this narrow way,
当你要走嘅时候。
The more you go on this way,
你就会发现这条路你在你的里面的感觉上就不再是窄。
The more you will feel within you that no longer is this way narrow.
因为这条路上面你所要的全部都有。
That is because you discover in this way, all that you desire is in this way.
因为你甘心拣选主。
That is because you're willing wholeheartedly to choose the Lord.
你要得丰盛的生命。
That you want to receive life abundant.
你就发现这条路上面就是有主一切的丰盛。
You discover that on this way is the Lord and all His fullness.
你所拣选的是什么？
And what is it that you have chosen?
你要追求的是什么？
What is it that you're seeking after?
要我全部都在基督的里面。
But in fact, all that you want is in Christ.
你就找到这一条路。
And you have found this way.
这条进入丰盛生命的路。
And it is the way to enter into this abundant life.
你就不会觉得这条路是窄。
No longer do you feel this is a narrow way.
基督是一切在基督的里面。
And because Christ is all and all is in Christ.
因为神一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在祂里面也都得了丰盛。
For the fullness of the Godhead dwelleth in him bodily, and ye are complete in him.
虽然我们找到这条路，
and now that we have found this way,
但多少的时候我们还是软弱。
But many a times we are still weak.
我们还是对于属灵的事我们觉得我们知道，但我们跟不上。
As to spiritual matters, we know, we believe, we feel we know it, yet we cannot follow on.
原因在哪里？
Where is the reason?
我今天又要用约翰福音第20章这些门徒们当时的经历。
I want to use John chapter 20 and the experiences of the disciples at that time.
叫我们认识这个丰盛生命的大能。
So that we may know of the mighty power of this life of resurrection.
或者我们讲到我们得丰盛生命这个丰盛生命的那个力量。
Or that we are to receive life abundant and the power of this abundant life.
就是要真正的认识死而复活的基督。
That we may truly come to know the Lord who have died and has risen.
我们刚才曾经读我仲未读啊！我预读啊读啊读过。
We have read this before. My memory is fleeting.
以弗所书第一章嗰度讲。
In Ephesians chapter 1 there it says,
他并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
That we might come to know the exceeding great power toward us to those who believe.
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上 坐在自己的右边。
According to the working of his mighty power which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places.
因为神在我们这些信的人身上他要显出极大的能力。
That is saying here that God is to manifest his exceeding great power to us, to those who believe.
这个能力是多么大呢?
And how great is this power?
就是神叫基督从死里复活。那个能力显在你们这些信的人身上。
This is the same power which God first wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead to us, Lord, who believe.
就是叫主耶稣从死里复活那个能力要显在我们这些信的人身上。
That is the same power which he wrought first in Christ when he raised Christ from the dead. Now he is to do the same power upon us who believe.
今天弟兄姊妹你对于主的复活主从死里复活这一件事你认识有几多少
Now brothers and sisters, the question is, how much of an understanding do we know of Christ and his resurrection?
我们是知道
We know about
我们是相信
We believe it.
但是主从死里复活这件事你知道有几多少
But Christ, risen from the dead, how much of it do we know?
我们看一看当时门徒和几个爱主的姊妹他们对主的认识有多少
Now let us take a look at the disciples at that time and some sisters who were mentioned who dearly loved the Lord, how much their understanding of his resurrection is.
在四卷福音书里面都有记载二十章或七日第一日的清早这一段
Now, in all four Gospels, it's recorded here, as it says in chapter 20 of John, which we read, the first day of the week.
这班的门徒最爱主的，我们知道这里所记载的是彼得和约翰。
What's recorded here, it says, Peter and the other disciple whom the Lord loved, we know that speaking of John.
和爱主的姊妹抹大妈的玛利亚。
And the sister who dearly loved the Lord, Mary,
他们跟从主有几年了主去哪里他们就跟在主的身边。
Now, they have followed the Lord for several years. Wherever the Lord was, they were by the side of the Lord.
他们是亲身经历主的。
They personally experienced the Lord.
甚至当主要去钉十字架他们都跟到去十字架的脚前。
Even when the Lord was led to be crucified, they followed the Lord even at the feet of the cross.
主也都好多次讲俾佢哋听，我要受死，我要钉十字架，然后死后，我要三天之后我要复活。
Many a times the Lord have told to them that he is to suffer and he is to die and to be crucified, but yet he will be risen after 3 days.
我哋就记载到呢一段嘅故事。
It records this for us.
佢哋走到主嘅坟墓嗰度去
，that they ran to the tomb of the Lord，
但系咧
，yet
佢哋竟然对于主复活呢件事，好似系完全唔知道咁样。
It seems as if they are unaware of this matter of the Lord's resurrection。
所以我哋睇到呢一段记载嘅时候
，so when we read this passage，
我哋就睇到究竟我哋对主嘅认识。
Likewise, we can come to understand then how much of our understanding is of the Lord's resurrection.
我们当时当时的门徒他们同埋马摩大为什么是这样的呢
We would think, why would the response of the disciples and Mary be as such?
因为当摩大为马要去找主的时候
That is, when Mary went to seek for the Lord,
他就是凭他外面以前所认识的主是这样的他就要找到主的身体
That is, she want to seek after the body of the Lord, the body which she have seen and recognized.
但我们都知道今天我们真的要来到主的跟前要认识我们的主。
But we realize today when we come before the Lord's presence to come to know him.
我们是凭外貌还是凭里面呢
Is it by appearance or from within?
因为一种对于主的认识是在肉在里面来到认识。
Because one form of knowing the Lord is physical from without.
还有一种呢 就喺灵里边认识我哋嘅主。
There is another form of knowing the Lord, and that's from within, from the Spirit.
所以保罗喺哥林多后书五章十六节嗰度提到。
Therefore, Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 16 there it says.
话所以从今以后不凭着外貌，佢原文作肉体认人了。虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。
For Paul says, Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, that is the appearance. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more.
我以前凭着外貌来到认识。
That is before I have come to know the Lord after the flesh.
但是我现在不能够凭外貌凭着肉体去认人了。
But now I cannot come to know him after the flesh no more.
在加拉太书一章十五十六节嗰度讲俾我哋。
In Galatians chapter 1 verses 15 and 16 there it tells us.
嗰度话神系乐意将他儿子启示在你们心里边。
That it pleased the Father to reveal the Son in you.
所以我哋头先读嘅腓立比书三章第十节。
Therefore the verse we read in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 there.
保罗话使我认识基督，晓得他复活嘅大能，并且晓得我哋一同受苦，效法他的死。
Now that Paul says that I may come to know him and his sufferings, that I may be a partaker in his sufferings, that I may be conformed unto his death.
保罗话使我认识基督，晓得佢复活嘅大能。
That I may come to know him and the might, the power of his resurrection.
腓立当保罗写腓立比书的时候是在罗马监狱里面，是他生命去到很成熟很高峰的时候。
When Paul wrote the epistle to the Philippians, he was in prison in Rome, yet his spiritual life was at the apex.
他说使我认识基督，在我的心里面有一个这样的呼喊，使我认识基督。
Yet within the heart of Paul, there's this cry, this desire that he says, I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
晓得他复活的大能。
That I may know the might of his resurrection.
他的死,
that I may be made conformable unto his death. That I may make known with him in his sufferings.
这里讲到基督, 我们个个都识啊。
It speaks of Christ. We all know Christ.
神的儿子耶稣基督嘛。
And that is the Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
晓得他复活的大能。
That we know the power of his resurrection.
主为我们死钉十字架，然后神叫他从死里复活，我们个个都知道。
Now the Lord died for us, and he was crucified for us, and God raised him from the dead. We all know this.
我们要跟从主同他一同受苦。
That I must follow the Lord to suffer with the Lord.
要效法，要应同他的死。
To make conform to his death, to agree with his death.
我们如果不知道这些，我们都不想做基督徒啊。
If we don't know all such things, then we cannot be Christians.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道。
Brothers and sisters, we know.
但是我们认不认识。
But,
Do we really, 我们是不是真认识呢?
We have had knowledge of it, but do we really know it, understand it?
当然我们如果不知道,我们根本就不能够信主。
Of course, if we don't know it, then we cannot believe in the Lord.
当我们信主的时候,我们听到这些东西,我们感谢主,我们愿意接受,我们就信主。
When we hear the gospel, we hear such things, and we accept it, and we believe it, and we are saved, and we thank the Lord for that.
但多少的时候,我们对于神给我们的话这个真理。
But many a times to the word of God and the truth which he gives us.
我们的认识有几多啊?
How much is our understanding?
或者说我们是不是只不过我们有一些客观的这些知道啊?
In other words, is it just mere knowledge that we have objective knowledge?
我们有没有主观的去真正的经历
啊 ？Do we have the subjective experience to go along with that knowledge？
所以当保罗话使我认识基督，晓得佢复活嘅大能，难道佢唔知道咩
？When Paul says, therefore, that may I know him and know the power of his resurrection, can we say that Paul does not have had knowledge of this？
当然佢知道
，Of course he does。
我相信佢有经历，有些少嘅经历。
And I believe he would have some experience to go with that。
但系佢知道佢认识得唔够。
But Paul realized his knowledge, his understanding is not enough。
今日。对于真理的认识。
Today, as far as true knowledge goes, knowledge of the truth.
我相信我们信主的弟兄姊妹。
I believe all the brothers and sisters believe in the Lord.
这个层面。
on this matter of salvation, on the elementary level of salvation.
我哋唔单止我哋有主有客观嘅一啲嘅认识。
Not only do we have objective knowledge,
我哋相信我哋大家都有主观嘅经历。
I believe all of us have a subjective experience in this life.
因为我哋接受咗主，基督就成为我哋嘅主，我哋就得救，我哋里边有赦罪嘅平安。我哋知道佢从死里边复活。
Because we have believed in the Lord, we have accepted the Lord, we have life, and we know that we have peace and joy because our sins are forgiven.
但我哋对于主、对于基督嘅认识，我哋好多时候嗰、那个主观嘅经历，我哋系咪就系停留响救恩呢个层面咧？
But many a times does our subjective experience, our knowledge of the Lord, merely remains on this level of our being saved, born again.
或者话响旧造里面嘅人
，or that we are still in the old creation，
我哋对于主嘅认识真正有几多
？What how much of a true understanding do we have of the Lord？
保罗佢认识咗主。
Now Paul knows the Lord，
但佢里面佢知道呢位主比佢所认识嘅仲多好多、啊。
Yet Paul realizes the Lord which he have known is so much more infinite greater than whom he have already known。
所以佢里面有一个呼喊，佢话使我认识基督，晓得佢复活嘅大能。
Therefore Paul has such a cry, a yearning within that I may know him and the power of his resurrection。
我哋睇到呢一班嘅门徒。
We see this group of disciples。
约翰、彼得、
John and Peter。
第八节
，verse 8。
佢话先到坟墓的那门徒也进去，看见就信了。
Then went in also the other disciple which came first to the tomb and he saw and believed。
佢做乜嘢
？What did he believe？
圣经我觉得嗰阵时好清楚，佢。一句就解释下一句。
Now the scriptures at times are very clear. The text will explain itself.
佢唔系信主耶稣已经复活啦。
Now he did not believe that the Lord was risen.
因为第九节佢话，因为他们还不明白圣经，就是耶稣必要从死里。
Verse 9 tells us, for as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead.
佢信乜嘢？佢系信第二次所讲嘅。
What is it that he did not? He believed. It believed what is written.
佢信有人把主从坟墓里挪去了，不知道放在哪里。佢系信呢样嘢。
He believed what is written in verse 2, that she Mary ran to them and said that they have taken away the Lord out of the tomb and we do not know where they have laid him.
所以我哋读圣经要读唔好逐句读，我要读成篇咁读。
Therefore, when we read the Bible, we cannot read it out of context verse by verse, but as a whole passage.
因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活。
Verse 9 tells us, they knew not the scripture, for that he must rise again from the dead.
弟兄姊妹，
在
旧造里面的人，包括那些门徒。
Those who live in the old creation, including the disciples.
对于属灵的事，对于生命的事，我哋好多时候系唔明白嘅。
As to the matter of spiritual things, as to life, many a times we do not know。
下边亦都记载到呢一位爱主嘅抹大亚嘅玛利亚。哦，嗰啲门徒见到主个身体唔喺度就走咗，但系佢哋唔舍得，所以好多时候我就觉得，即系啲姊妹爱主真系多过我哋弟兄噶。
We continue to read and we see Mary who dearly loved the Lord was still there, while the two disciples saw it was empty, so they ran away, they left。So many times we say that the sisters love the Lord even more because she remained behind.
因为第一节佢话，因为玛利亚却在坟墓外面哭。
But Mary stood without at the tomb weeping.
然后十三节
，verse 13，
天使对他说：妇人，你为什么哭？他说：因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。
And the angel said unto her, woman.Why weepest thou? She said unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him.
个侍女这话就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。
And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus.
好稀奇嘅。
as a strange here.
佢转过身来。 看见耶稣站在那里,却不知道是耶稣。
She turned herself back and saw Jesus standing there, yet she did not recognize that it was Jesus.
她几年来跟从耶稣,亲眼见到耶稣。
For several years she followed the Lord, she had seen the Lord with her own eyes.
但她现在耶稣在她面前出现,她竟然不知道是耶稣。
Yet now, Jesus appeared before her, and she did not recognize that it was Jesus.
因为多数的时候,我们是要找肉体里面的那些东西。
That is because many a times we are still seeking for the things after the flesh.
这个肉体里面的主耶稣已经钉了十字架。
Now the Lord Jesus, after the flesh, has already been crucified on the cross. Now he has already risen from the dead and he has been transformed.
但是玛利亚,她又找到那个在肉身里面的主耶稣。
Yet Mary is still seeking after the Lord, after the flesh.
那位已经不再在了。
Now no longer does he exist in that form.
很多时候,我们都是凭我们的肉体,
Many times we still view things after the flesh.
所以当主复活之后,
Therefore, after the Lord was risen, we cannot recognize him.
所以今天我们的主不再是在地上行走,
Therefore, our Lord no longer walks on this earth as the one whom others can see and handle.
他是从死里复活,
He has already been risen from the dead and we have to come to know him after the Spirit.
所以很多时候我们对于属灵的事, 求主真的给我们有一个灵里面的眼光。
Therefore, with many spiritual things, when we seek after the Lord, that he would open our spiritual eyes and lighten us.
甚至耶稣问他, 妇人啊, 你为什么哭? 你问谁呢? 耶稣以为他是看园的, 就对他说, 先生,
Verse 15, Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing Jesus to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him thence, hence,
前面14节,就觉得他的眼镜有问题。
Now, verse 14, we thought maybe something is wrong with Mary's eyesight with her glasses.
去到15节,连个耳仔都有问题。
But here, in verse 15, then, there is even some problems with Mary's hearing.
弟兄姊妹,今天我们同样,当我们看到这些属灵的事,当我们来到主面前认识主的时候,
Likewise, brothers and sisters, when we come to look at spiritual matters today, when we view them and come before the Lord to see him,
我们以为个个都很醒的,我们一眼一看就知道这个是不是好人,这个坏人。
We think we're all very smart and capable. We just take one look at someone, we know if he is a good guy or a bad guy.
我们耳朵很尖的, 人家很远的,在St. Bruno说过什么,三文字立刻知道的。
Now, our ears are very acute, so whatever news is going on in San Bruno, we'll hear it right away and know what's going on.
但是我们听主的话,来到主的面前,要认识这位主的时候,
But when we come to hear the Lord's words and come to before his presence to know him,
耶稣问他说,妇人,你为什么哭? 你找谁呢? 是耶稣亲口跟他讲说话, 他竟然说,以为那个是看园的园丁。
When Jesus came to her and said, Why weepest thou? Who seekest thou? She supposed to him to be the gardener.
因为今天,我们的主是要我们改变。
That is because today, our Lord desires us to be transformed.
我们不能够用我们天然的眼睛来看。
We cannot use our physical eyes by nature to see.
我们用我们天然的耳朵,我们都听不到。
If we use our natural ears to hear, we would not hear.
因为我们的主已经从死里复活。
Because our Lord has already been risen from the dead.
从前的耳朵,从前的眼睛,从前的领悟力,到了今天没用了。
So the former eyes, the former ears, the former capacity to know the things of old are useless to us.
我们以前的方法是凭着肉体里面去认识这位主。
The way of the past is that after the flesh we come to know the Lord.
但如今,
But now,
我哋嘅主已经复活啦。
He has already risen。
佢系属灵嘅。
He is spiritual。
佢系属天嘅。
He is heavenly。
佢系住喺圣灵里边嘅主耶稣。
He is the Lord who abideth in the Spirit。
所以我哋用旧我哋嘅耳仔，用我哋嘅眼睛，用我哋嘅领悟力，我哋唔能够真系认识我哋。
So we come to know the Lord after the old things in our physical eyes, our physical ears, our physical understanding. We would not come to know.
我哋嘅主已经从死里复活。
Our Lord has already risen from the dead.
今日喺旧造里边嘅人，凭肉体唔好认识我哋嘅主。
Those who come to know Him after the flesh in the old creation cannot come to know Him.
我每隔一个星期二咧就。去一間嗰啲 biotech 公司去帶一班弟兄查經。
Every other Tuesday, I visit a biotech company to lead some brethren in Bible study.
我發覺嗰度嗰啲人咧，個個後面都有個 D 嘅，唔係 PhD 咧就係 MD。
Now I discover all the brethren in that group always have a D after their name, either they're PhD or they're MD。
那我乜嘢 D 都冇噶。
Now I don't have any D。
但我發覺當我哋同佢哋講到啲生命、講到屬靈嘅事嘅時候
，But I discover when I share with them things concerning life, concerning spiritual matter. Now they are a group of brethren who believe in the Lord.
因為如果唔信主冇心，佢就唔會喺趕住食晏晝嘅時候嚟到參加查經啊。
Now, without it being said, of course, if they are not believers, they don't have the life, and they would not have the interest to rush through their lunch to come to Bible study during that time.
但我覺得佢哋對於屬靈嘅事咧。真係咁多 D 都冇乜用。
But I discover as to spiritual matters, no matter how many D's you have after your name, it is useless.
對於屬靈嘅事，我哋真係要求主俾我哋有智慧同埋啟示嘅靈。
As to spiritual matters, we really need to pray to the Lord to give us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
當然，我哋慢慢一同嘅追求，佢哋都有啲嘅領會，因為佢哋係有心嘅人。
Of course, when we pursue together, they will come to have somewhat of understanding because they are those who have a heart, a desire.
当同样玛利亚，佢认识我哋嘅主好多年。
Of course, for Mary, she's known the Lord for a few years.
但系当佢真系凭着佢旧阵时嘅耳仔、旧阵时嘅眼睛、旧阵时嘅领悟力去认识我哋嘅主嘅时候，主喺佢面前，佢竟然不知道。
But if she relied on her former ears, her old eyesight, and her, the old creation of her head knowledge to come to know the Lord, even with the Lord before her, she would not recognize him.
到咗十六节，耶稣说：玛利亚，玛利亚就转过来，用希伯来话对他说：亚波尼，亚波尼就是夫子的意思。
Verse 16, Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master.
好稀奇
，Amazingly，
当耶稣一叫佢个名字嘅时候
，When Jesus called her by her name，
佢就即刻醒悟，系夫子，系我哋嘅主啊
！Immediately she was awakened that she recognized him that he is my master Rabboni。
点解咧
？Why？
魏托兄弟兄喺呢句说话里边，佢有个咁样嘅讲法。
There are several words from Brother Watchman Nee concerning this verse here that he said,
真正我们要认识那位复活的主。
For us to truly know this risen Lord,
是要听见复活的主对我们的呼召。
We must be able to hear the risen Lord calling us.
他将我们在旧造在亚当里面将我们的心思意念带到个新的层次。
That is in the old creation, in that which is Adamic, he brings us into a new level.
主耶稣叫咗一句玛利亚，佢即刻知道啊呢个系夫子啊，呢个系我嘅主啊。
Jesus only called out simply Mary. Immediately she recognized that this is my master.
点解你听到主咁样嘅呼召，你里边即刻醒悟过
？Why is it that just by this calling of the Lord, immediately she was awakened?
系头先你话，佢呢个就叫做启示。
Brother Watchman, he said, this is revelation.
多少时候我哋嚟到主嘅跟前
many a times we come into the Lord's presence.
唔知道点解
？We don't know why.
当然可能我哋比较单纯一啲。
Of course, perhaps it may be more of simplicity.
可能系环境乜嘢嘅关系逼我哋。 即係放低我哋好多自己。
Or perhaps by the environment we are forced to lay ourselves down and come before the Lord.
但我覺得最緊要嘅就好似我哋弟兄頭先講嘅，係恩典。
But just as our brother mentioned earlier, what is most important is because of grace.
嚟到主嘅跟前，你有冇等候主俾你一啲個啟示啊？
Now, when you come into the Lord's presence, do you wait before Him for Him to give you revelation?
啟示唔係藉著耳仔，唔係藉著眼睛。
Revelation is not based on our eyes or our ears.
唔係藉著我哋嘅領悟力，我哋幾醒啊？呢啲好醒嘅呢啲，
話頭
整尾嘅呢啲。
It's not depending on how smart we are or our capacity to understand.
啟示係一種莫名其妙嘅嘢。
Now, revelation is something that is strange but wonderful.
係耳仔、眼睛。领悟外之外一种的知道。
It is a knowing that is beyond our eyes, our ears, or our capacity to know.
是一种莫名其妙的知道。
It is a knowing that is strange but wonderful.
Yeah, strangely and wonderfully.
It is strangely and wonderfully.
啊，这个我刚刚学回来的。因为有个弟兄我讲他跟我翻译，我觉得this is wonderful.
Now I learned this phrase because I was speaking and brother translated for me. It's strange but it's wonderful.
Strangely and wonderfully.
It is strangely and wonderfully.
莫名其妙。
It is strangely and wonderfully.
当你来到主的面前，但你怎样才能够这样呢？因为你里面有一个渴慕，你愿意知道，你愿意追求，你愿意爱主，你愿意得到主，好似玛利亚咁样。
Now you have this desire within to seek after the Lord, to pursue after the Lord, to receive, gain the Lord, just as Mary.
所以主喺嗰度讲，你哋要受圣灵。
Therefore, the Lord tells to them, receive the Holy Spirit.
当然，主喺呢度一个宣告，就我哋今日咧。已经全部受咗圣灵。
Of course, at that time it was a proclamation of the Lord for us today. We have already received the Holy Spirit.
我哋今日已经喺新造里面。
Today we are in the new creation.
弟兄姊妹，但系我哋对于复活，我哋对于主嘅死，我哋仲系咪真系觉得莫名其妙
？But brothers and sisters, as to the death, to the resurrection of the Lord, is it really to us something that is strange, unknown?
Yeah, 呢个翻译得好，因为我讲。咁个莫名其妙，唔系嗰个莫名其妙。
Now in the Chinese, the same term, but it's a totally different meaning. It's unknown.
多少时候我哋对于属灵嘅事，我哋救恩，我哋掹掹紧啊！感谢主，我哋有经历啦。
Now many a times, as to salvation is concerned, we're just right on the edge, on the border. We're barely saved. I have some experience.
但系真正对于我哋嘅主。我哋嘅认识有几多啊
？But what is our true understanding? How much do we know of the Lord?
我哋真系需要主俾我哋有启示。
We really need the Lord to give us revelation.
所以我哋嘅主，当佢复活之后
，Therefore our Lord after He was risen，
佢未即刻升天。
He did not immediately ascend.
佢40日向门徒显现，一次、两次、三次，向500人显现。
He appeared to the disciples for 40 days and 40 nights, once, twice, to 500. Repeatedly, he revealed himself to the disciples.
因为对于复活这件事，在人的旧观念、旧思想里面是很难去明白。
That is, this matter of resurrection according to the old creation, to our concept, is something we cannot grasp.
但你要知道，主为我们死而复活这件事救恩的关键。
But we must realize the matter that the Lord died for us and was risen for us, it is crucial in our salvation.
同样
，likewise，
向我哋得丰盛生命、过得胜嘅生活，亦都系关键。
It is the same key in order for us to receive life and life abundant.
因为物主若不我在地里死，我仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多嘅子粒来。
That is, if a corn of wheat does not fall to the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it falls to the ground and die, it brings forth much fruit.
我哋大家都识念，我哋知道。
Now we all can recite it because we know.
但系你喺呢节圣经里面，你有冇得到启示
？But in regards to this verse, have you received revelation?
我哋本来呢个宇宙当中只有一粒系物质。
That is, in this universe, there is only one corn of wheat.
其他嘅，我哋呢啲。 全部都是蔽字。
But all of us that are out there, we are tares, we are chaff.
因为那一粒我肯定会死了。
But because of that singular one corn of wheat fell to the ground and died.
真要死就释放了生命。
That the Lord entered into death that he might set life free.
弟兄姊妹，你对于死对于复活你认识有几多？
Brothers and sisters, how much of an understanding do we have of life and death?
主的死是为了复活。
That the Lord's death is in order to be risen.
他藉着复活释放了生命的大能。
It is through his resurrection, he set free the power of life.
我们可以得生命。
So that we may receive life.
而且得得贫丰。
And life abundant.
弟兄姊妹，主给我们这个全备的救恩，我们知道有几多？
Brothers and sisters, the perfect, complete salvation which the Lord has given us,How much of it do we know?
最近我们星期二读紧《哥林多前书》，刚刚读完。
Recently, we are sharing on 1 Corinthians on Tuesday nights, and we have just finished.
那里讲到这个福音。
There it speaks of a gospel.
然后一至十四章就讲到哥林多教会嗰啲嘅问题。
And in chapter 1 to 14, it speaks of all the problems with the Corinthian church.
是属肉体嘅。
They are fleshly.
不过话，我在你哋当中不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
Paul says to them that amongst you I know not anything except him and him crucified.
呢个系解决哥林多教会问题嗰条锁匙。
And this is the key that will take care of all the issues that the Corinthian church would have.
但去到十五章嘅时候
，But in chapter 15,
嗰度特别系讲到复活。
There it especially speaks on resurrection.
他们就发现哥林多教会他们不长进他们属肉体。
When we feel that the Corinthian church does not mature and they are fleshly,
其中有一个很大的原因就是他们跟主的关系不好。
The main reason is because the relationship with the Lord is not good.
我们为什么很多时候跟主的关系不实正不亲密呢？
Why is it that sometimes our relationship with the Lord is not firm and it's not secure, not anchored?
多少时候哥林多前书十五章嗰度就将复活呢件事提咗上嚟。
Then 1 Corinthians chapter 15 brings about this matter of resurrection。
哥林多前书十五章十七节嗰度话：基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍然在罪中。
Chapter 15 verse 17 there it says, If Christ be not raised,Your faith is in vain and you are yet in your sin.
如果你们不信复活的话你们要十九节你们要靠着基督只在今生有指望就比众人更可怜啊。
Verse 19 of the same chapter, If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable.
但基督已经从死里复活是你要信了之人初熟的果子。
But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that sleep.
二十一节，死既然因一人而来，死人复活也因一人而来。
Verse 21, For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead.
我好快咁样提一提呢一点。
Now I quickly mention this point.
讲到乜嘢呢？
What is it speaking of?
哥林多嘅教会佢哋发生好多嘅问题，系因为佢哋在复活上面。
The matter or the issues with the Corinthian church is because they did not hold fast to the point of resurrection.
弟兄姊妹，我们相信主由死里复活。
Brothers and sisters, we all believe that the Lord was risen from the dead. We have no issues with that.
但是你晓不晓得他复活的大能在你身上有几有功效？
But do you know, do you realize the great might of his resurrection is also to be effectual upon you?
主由死里复活成了信了的人初熟的果子。
That Christ was to become the first fruits of those who slept, to be the first fruit of those in resurrection. What is the first fruit?
初熟的果子怎样，收尾熟的也都是怎样。
Now, how the first fruit is, that guarantees what the crop is to come.
主是怎样，我们一定要像他，都要怎样。
How the Lord is, we are to be like him, we are to be like him.
主是怎样，因为复活的主，我们同样我们那些信他的人这个复活的大能也都显在我们的身上。
As the Lord is in his resurrection, we are to be like also because the power of that resurrection that was wrought in him is also to be wrought in us.
主的死是
The Lord's death is for his resurrection.
弟兄姊妹, 你对于主的死, 主的复活,
brothers and sisters, how much do we know of the Lord's death and his resurrection?
你爱慕有多少?
How much do we desire it?
保罗, 在腓立比书三章说, 要效法他的死。
Paul says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings made conformable unto his death.
一个月之前, 我的外母被主接去。
One month ago, my mother-in-law was received by the Lord.
当她在病床上面过了,被主接去,她还睡在那里的时候。
When she was received by the Lord while she laid on her the deathbed,
当然我们不舍得,
of course we will miss her.
这个可以是说我信主的亲人当中最亲密的一个离开世界的台词。
I can say pretty much this is the first experience I have as far as earthly relationships are concerned, the closest to me that have been received by the Lord. At that time, I had this thought within. She was very peaceful. But what was my feeling?
人如果不死,或者判断说这样说,他的死是被我看见。
In other words, let me put it this way. The thought that I had was that her death was yet another step closer to resurrection.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, today if we desire to receive the power of his resurrection, if we're able to live victoriously,
保罗说,晓得他复活的大能之前,我要效法他的死。
Paul says, to know him and the power of his resurrection and fellowship in his sufferings.
认同他的死。
To be made conformable, to agree in his death.
今天,我们愿意主复活的能力,在我们身上显出来。
Today, we desire for the power of his resurrection to be brought about in us.
我们愿意丰盛的生命在我们身上活出来。Today
we desire for life abundant to be lived out from us.
但你有没有真的认识主的复活呢?
But have we truly come to understand, know of his resurrection?
你有没有真的说愿意跟他一同受苦,要效法,认同他的死呢?
Are we willing to have fellowship in his sufferings, made conformable unto his death.
Come on, 我们愿不愿意死呢?
Now, today, are we willing to die?
我们愿不愿意放低他自己呢?
Are we willing to lay down ourselves?
主的死将所有和死亡的事有关的事全部置于死地。
Now, the death of the Lord has put to death, mortified death and everything that is associated with death.
所有不是出于神的,
anything that is not of God,
不是属于神的,
that is not from God,
不能够归给神的,
that cannot be unto God,
所有这些东西一定要置于死地,
all these things must be mortified, put to death.
这是我们主耶稣的死所造成的一件事情。
And this is what the death of our Lord Jesus have done.
主耶稣的死是一个永远的事实。
Now the death of our Lord is an eternal fact.
他的死在我们的生命,在我们的生活里面, 有多少?
Now, how much of his death is in reality in our life and in our living? When we see the Lord is risen from the dead, when the power of his resurrection life is manifested through us, the Holy Spirit's first work is to put to death, mortify the old self before this can be manifested.
主复活嘅大能嘅时候
，If we are to understand the power of God's resurrection，
当我哋愿意主复活嘅能力喺我哋身上显出嚟嘅时候
，When we desire for the power of His resurrection to be brought about，
我哋将呢个丰盛嘅生命能够喺我哋身上能够彰显出嚟嘅
，So that this life abundant can be manifested through us。
弟兄姊妹，我哋对于主嘅死，我哋对于主嘅复活，我哋认同、接纳、愿意效法有几多
？Then as far as to the death。Of the Lord and His resurrection, how much do we know it, agree with it, and are willing to be conformed to it? There it says that we must be conformed in the likeness of His death.
In 2
Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10 and 11, there it says,
我身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上，因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live areAlways delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh.
主耶稣，佢嘅死，佢一粒麦子已经死咗。
Now the death of our Lord Jesus, as that corn of wheat has fell to the ground and died,
结出许多嘅子粒来
and have brought forth much fruit.
呢个麦子结出嚟嘅都系麦子。
Now, the fruit which this corn of wheat have brought forth are also wheat. And they are not tares.
他的生命要在我们身上丰满地彰显出来。
His life is for us to be manifested abundantly through us.
我们真的说爱慕认识这个复活的能力。我们愿意这个复活能力显在我们的身上。
Now we desire and we yearn for this power of this resurrection to be manifested through us.
我哋唔单止知道主已经复活。
Not only should we have a head knowledge that He is risen，
我哋都知道他在这你们呢啲信嘅人身上要显出呢个复活嘅能力。
But we must also realize He is to wrought the same power, the might of this power through us who believe。
求主俾我哋启示。
And may the Lord grant us revelation，
叫我哋爱慕，叫我哋愿意认识。愿意去经历主的复活主的死。
That we would desire, that we would long to experience the Lord's death and His resurrection.
以至于生耶稣的生在我们这些必死的人身上显明出来。
So that the life of the Lord Jesus might be made manifest in our body.
这个是生命的经历。
This is the experience of life.
这个是属灵的看见。
This is spiritual vision.
这个是进入丰盛生命的大能，我们必须要有看见，要有爱慕。
This is our, when we enter into the power of this abundant life, is something that we must see and desire.
所以求主叫我们不单止知道。
So may the Lord not only cause us to know,
叫我们有这样的爱慕。
But we would have such a desire.
愿有这样的愿意。
That we have such a willingness.
愿主的死在我们身上能够真的有工作，能够致死我们这些旧人。
That the dying of the Lord Jesus would be effectual upon us to be able to mortify, put to death the old self.
愿意我们真的有这样的爱慕。
That we would truly have such a desire.
叫我们真的因着这样。
And because of this,
我们能够活出丰盛的生命。
That we would be able to live out this abundant life.
让主复活生命的大能能够在你，能够在我身上显出来。
That the power of His resurrection life is able to manifest through you and through me.
与耶稣的生命能够显明在我们身上。
That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body.
再是那个软弱的，而是刚强的。
No longer is it a manifestation of weakness, but of strength.
不再是属肉体的， 而係屬靈嘅。
But no longer fleshly, but of the spirit.
唔再係喺舊造嘅裏邊，而係喺新造嘅裏邊。
No longer of the old creation, but in the new creation.
求主俾我哋裏邊有個咁樣嘅願意，有個咁樣嘅知道，有個咁樣嘅光。
May the Lord give us such a willing, a desire, and such revelation.
让我们一同让耶稣的生在我们身上显出来。
So that together may the life of the Lord Jesus be made manifest in our body.
可以祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，你记住这些说话是叫我们得生命，而且叫我们得得更丰盛。
Lord, you have recorded such words that we might through them receive life and life abundant.
叫我们因着信，我们不单止进入这个生命的救恩，而且进入丰盛的生命里面。
So that through faith, no longer, not only do we enter into life, but also life abundant of your salvation.
你真是将这个属灵的眼睛、属灵的光、属灵的启示赏赐俾我哋更多嘅弟兄姊妹。
Lord, may you grant this light, this vision, this revelation to more of us.
叫我哋唔再系凭外貌嚟到认识我哋嘅主。
So Lord, we would not come to know thee after the flesh.
以至于主真系能够喺我哋身上作丰富嘅工作。
So Lord, that thou may do thy abundant work upon us.
以至于我哋嚟到人我哋当中嘅时候，就碰见耶稣基督嘅生。
So that when others are in our midst, they would be able to encounter the life of the Lord Jesus manifest through our body.
帮助我们，叫我们更多愿意死，愿意放低我们的自己。
Lord, help us to be willing to die to the self, to lay down the self.
让我们去到哪个地方，主的生命就在那里丰富的彰显出来。
So no matter where we are at, the abundantness, the fullness of your life might be made known.
求你将智慧跟启示真的是想给我们，叫我们能够真知道你。
Lord, may you truly give us the spirit of revelation and of understanding that we may truly know you.
这个是恩典。
Now, this is by grace.
我们在这里等候，我们有一个愿意的心，你就赏赐给我们。
We await for thee here, and with a willing heart, thou shalt give it to us.
我们将一切的荣耀都归给你。
Lord, we give thee all the honor.
你纪念每一个来到你面前的人。
That you will remember each and every one who comes into thy presence.
你纪念这里的见证和灯台。
And that you will remember the lampstand and the testimony here.
凭着这个恩典，叫这个灯台更明亮。
That by thy grace would this lampstand shine forth even brighter.
我们一切的荣耀都归给你。
And we give thee all the glory.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.